This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Hello, filthy animals. It's Ben Vanel here, and joining us, rounding out the trio, it's the big boy.
It's me, Big Boyson. Adam Knox is my AKA.
Mm-hmm.
AKA, all letters that appear in my name.
Oh, in two ways as well.
Were you going to sound it out?
To be fair, it was a pointless thing for me to have said, so I'm sure some of that processing time was like, why'd he bother?
Yeah, and it also sounded like...
Was there a puzzle there to solve? No.
It also sounded like the sort of thing you would just make up but say it confidently enough sure. to think that you'll never be questioned on it. And I was like, you know what, if I can catch this guy out, I got to start taking more of these opportunities. Yeah. But no, I thought maybe there weren't two A's, but... Mm. Boy, you know what? You got the A and then you got the D.
Yep.
And then before you know it, another A's showing up in there.
Again. It's like whoever wrote my name ran out of ideas very early in.
A, D. Oh, I mean, I guess I could go back to the well with A. Yeah. Oh, fuck, what am I doing now?
I'm fucked it. I got to do something weird for the last one. M, right in the middle. Fuck it.
Great if your name was Adad. Adad, da, da, da.
Someone who signed up for a fake email account.
Yeah. I think your name's the Konami code.
Very nice. Oh. Very good stuff.
All right, that's all we got, guys. See you next week.
That's all we had in the tank.
Yep.
It is real smell of an oily rag. Hours in here.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? You said that earlier.
Yeah, it's just it means
running on fumes.
You know, you got nothing. You got no energy. You got nothing.
You're out of gas.
You're out of gas.
Oh, I thought it was like a chloroform thing.
You'd be asleep then.
Yeah, no, exactly. But like, if you have nothing to say, then eventually you fall asleep.
Yeah, I wish I'd been chloroformed right now. Catch a few Z's at 6:30 in the evening.
Yeah. Z's. Something the guy who wrote my name had no idea about.
Yeah, the X though, which I would argue is more bold.
The X is a cool fucking name. You know what I'm letter. You know what I like about my name as well is that it's four letters in each half.
That's pretty cool. That's good
bit
stuff.
Bit of symmetry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That and
Wes Anderson would love your name if he was filming it.
And if all the letters were written in pink.
Yeah, a bit of pastel.
He loves pink.
He loves the pink, that man.
Yeah.
Most people do size 18, but I'm going to go for size 14.
Oh.
Nice.
Did you see what I did there about him?
Nope.
Me neither.
Good letter to have in the name, though. I'm jealous of that, I gotta say.
There's not many X names.
Yeah.
You know what?
The X names, by the way, the most boring version of motorbike riding.
Oh, yeah.
You ever watch the X names?
What are your ex's names, Knox?
Yeah, I was about to do that. Let's go through them all.
We can't go through them. You guys don't have 3 seconds.
I was going to say.
Kelly, Tess.
Don't say a real one.
Too late, dude. Real ones who from when I was like, you know, 13 and stuff. So
these are yours.
The statute of limitations is up. I was trying to go chronological.
Okay.
Chloe.
Okay.
Why
do you say? Are you being real? Because you sounded like you were making that up.
No. In like year four, I'm just not sure if what it counts as. Like,
okay.
If
it's,
did you kiss or just hold hands?
I don't remember. Honestly.
Did you ask? Can I be your boyfriend? That's the key.
Did,
yeah, there you go. That
but I feel like it lasted for a lunchtime.
Yeah, it still counts, dude.
Yeah.
But relative to like the age you were, that's a pretty decent percentage of your life up till that point.
That's a good
point. That's the equivalent now of like 4 months.
Sure. It's at very least, yeah, summer fling.
Summer loving.
We'll always have the monkey bars.
My name's got a V in it, which is also pretty rare.
Virgin douchebag.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, you did notice I didn't name any of my exes because I don't have any.
A virgin douchebag, by the way, is just an unused douchebag. Mm.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah. I got no cool letters in my name.
Yeah.
Ripped off.
You got a cool assortment of weird letters in your surname.
In your made-up surname.
In my made-up surname. Yeah. Which does actually share a lot of letters with my actual name.
Yeah.
All bar one.
Yeah.
And it's a P and a D, which look...
Hey.
Oh, no. I've left myself wide open here.
You got a P and a D in you? That's good times.
Please, no one fuck me in my asshole while I bend over in front of you with no pants on.
I've been playing Hollow Knight. It's fucking awesome.
It is so good.
We talked about it last week, so I'm not going to go into detail.
Was it last week? Wasn't it?
Several weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it's fucking really my shit, and I feel stupid for having taken this long to get around to it.
Right, because you could have played it like a year ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got a PC to do it. But like, I'm going on a flight, bought it on the Switch.
Yeah, perfect.
Have it ready for
that.
Did
you buy it when it came out?
I did. I have it on the PC still.
Never used it? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Jesus. I just haven't played it.
I've been experiencing for the last like month or so the thing of like, you know, when you really like something and you have a friend who you know is going to love it and you're saying to them and they're just taking no heed whatsoever. Because I have people say that to me and they're like, you would love this. I'm like, yeah, right. You think you can predict what this complex character is going to be into? You don't know anything. You don't know jack shit about me, you fucking idiot.
My name's got a D, but there's actually a P in it, fuckhead.
But then when you're on the other side of that equation and people just will not listen to you, it is the most frustrating thing.
Yeah.
I think the thing is that like I knew I'd like it, but I also knew that I did not have time.
Yeah, so this is the thing. I hadn't played it for about 2.5 weeks and I went back to it last night, and it's really a game that, because it is quite difficult and the curve is quite steep and it trains you to get good at it really well because you're just getting mowed down so frequently. But if you step away from it a bit, I came back into where I was and was just getting absolutely spanked last night.
Because, yeah, it's like it's pretty demanding in what it asks you to do with the combat and even the platforming sometimes. But then it requires a lot of memory.
Yeah.
Like proper directional thinking and or whatever, geographical mapping out in your head.
Yes.
And if you walk away from it for a bit, you come back into a street that you don't know the name of.
Yeah, the map is very intricate. And lesson learned. I need to, if you're into it, if you think you're getting it, it needs to be one of those ones that you commit to at the expense of everything else.
Right. Which is exactly why I haven't, until now. But yeah, it's...
good plane game.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to spend 30 hours in a fucking plane.
Box.
Because I get to play this game and nobody... That's the best thing about flying.
And nobody can tell you not to.
You get to fucking sit there like a toddler in your fucking sweatpants being handed meals and just like going to piss whenever you want.
Well, how is this different to your normal life?
Yeah.
Because I sit there like an adult pissing my pants.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You flip it.
No, you know,
I was
like...
say, what's going on in your apartment that you live in by yourself where you're not allowed to piss whenever you want?
Because people are like, where are you? It's dad's funeral. Get down here.
You turned up
and
to
I'm
my
like,
house
wrong
before.
Number. My dad's alive. Yeah.
You turned up to my house before and messaged me when you were out the front to say, hurry up and get out here. I need to piss real bad.
Yeah, because
that is you pissing whenever you... That is you walking into a friend's house, like getting rid of all pleasantries and just defouling their bathroom.
The pissing is a stupid thing. But it's just sort of like how that is like a fun little trip. It makes even something mundane like that, like, oh, here we go, I'm walking up the plane.
It is, because on a long-haul flight where you're like, well, I need to stretch my legs and also I need to drain the old lizard, so to speak.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm killing two birds with one stone.
It's great.
The dream.
And yeah, you sit there and you get handed meals like a baby and everyone's like, oh, man, it must have been so hard for you. It's fucking awesome. It's so good. I would love to have the money to just be constantly in the air.
Yeah, like George Clooney up in the air.
No.
Why not?
Not that good looking.
Oh, okay. Don't be so down on yourself.
Nah, look, I'm not. I would actually probably really like that.
Yeah.
Now that things like the Switch exist,
because
handheld games, they've always been plenty of good ones, but they've been kind of a different thing forever.
Yeah.
Well, it's that difference between, like I had a 3DS, but I would pretty much only ever play it on planes. The difference being with this that you can, yeah, like you can be really into something and...
Well, and I used to love the PSP. The PSP was fucking awesome, and that kind of felt like a console back in the day. It was like a PS2, basically, or halfway between a 1 and a 2.
PSP, all letters in Tommy's name.
Whoa. PS Vita, all letters in your name.
Yeah, okay. That, we've each got a little handheld.
Benjamin Svertitl-Nell.
Very good.
but flying rules now. I hated flying for the longest time, and now I just I'm going away in like
fuck
2 weeks.
Fuck books.
Yeah. Actually, fuck books.
No, I love... I had a job for a while where I used to fly to Sydney a lot, and I read like 7 books in that time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love reading on planes.
That's like an hour and a half flight.
I'm a fast reader.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I find books hard on a plane.
C-spot, run. Oh, we're landing.
Yeah, I find books hard going on a plane.
Really?
I don't know what it is, yeah.
I plug in my headphones, I put some like not distracting music on and...
Like what? What's not distracting music
the
in Ben
lo-fi
Vanilla's?
Hip-hop beats to chill to.
I actually do listen to those mixes when I'm like working on stuff.
They're good.
Yeah.
Or if you're cooking or shit like that, it's good to like stop the old brain not having lo-fi hip-hop beats to chill to.
That's right.
Do you know what I've got as well for this?
Whoa!
Is these little boys.
You guys, you will not believe what he just whipped out in front of us.
And I'm going to use them. Like, maybe they'll go in my ears. Maybe they'll go in someone. It sounds like I'm talking about my balls. Anyway. I got AirPods, which are now tax deductible because I'm talking about them on this.
Yes. Oh, well, can I want to share with the listeners. Mm. I have a pair of AirPods too. And not only that, I had to buy a second pair of AirPods because I put the first pair through the wash in a pocket of jeans.
No.
And they do not hold up to that kind of intense water-based scrutiny.
Okay.
So now I can write off not only the pair that I have, but the second pair that I destroyed in the washing machine because I've turned a grievous human error into content.
Do you know what's good as well as having something broken like that is you can smash them in something filmed if you ever do that.
Oh, that's a good
And people
point.
Will be like, fuck, this is expensive. Look how much effort they've put in. You're like, nah, I'm just a dipshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're fucking good.
They rule, don't they?
Yeah. They're so good. Like, they can sync to anything Bluetooth, so you can use them for whatever Bluetooth object you have. But
sure.
The stuff that they like syncing specific, as it is always with Apple stuff, syncing up to Apple specific devices. So I've got an iPhone and you just take them out of their little shell thing, which charges them as they go.
That's insane. That's sick.
It's real
That little
clever.
Charger thing is awesome.
This is proper old fashioned Apple shit where they've got really clever design stuff, like a little magnet to just lock it up there, which is very nice. It looks real clean.
The first time I saw that little charging thing, I was like, this rules, and I cannot wait for old Fisher and Paykel to have a fucking go at this.
Mm.
Washing machine brand.
Why do they need to charge thing? What do you mean?
Because I put them through the washing machine.
Oh, I forgot
that
about
thing
that
thing I said maybe 45 seconds ago.
Had an actual go at them.
I need to recharge. Anyway, they go in the area. They start playing automatically if they're synced up to an iPhone. You double tap it to control it, which is smart. You set each one up. They're very good. The Switch doesn't fucking connect via Bluetooth to stuff, which is annoying.
It's so stupid.
One of the many failings of the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
There's a Kickstarter going for a thing that's like you plug into the headphone jack and it'll allow Bluetooth connectivity.
Like a car from 2007.
Yeah, but I bet you know what will happen is like the day before they hit their goal or whatever, Nintendo will go, anyway, software update, and we've added in.
Yeah.
That would be great if they've just been sitting waiting for something like this to happen that they can fuck over.
Because those Joy-Cons are Bluetooth, right?
Yeah. It has Bluetooth.
I haven't tested it with Xboxes or PS4s yet. I believe the Xbox has Bluetooth, and I think the PS4 maybe does. I can't remember.
I think the
PS4 the controllers does. Do, maybe.
Yeah, that could be right, yeah.
And that's how you get it out, because there's definitely a headphone jack
in the
both
controllers. Yeah.
So I want to test it out with them, but they're fucking in storage at the moment because I'm moving and going overseas. I'm stressed.
You're doing the Tommy Dasilo reality tour from about 2 months ago.
Yeah,
you're doing
sucks.
Literally the doing literally the exact same thing that I just did, and you heard me complain nonstop about how it was one of the worst experiences I'd ever gone through.
But
and you thought, you know what? I got to get me some of that.
I reckon this guy doesn't have an X in his name, and that's probably the difference. Anyway, AirPods, fucking fantastic. Don't pay the full whole price for them, probably, because like they're just headphones ultimately.
It's not a game that's going to get discounted over time.
Well, I got them for like $80 off. If you keep your eye out,
okay.
Apple stuff does go on sale sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
because if you can pick them up for like a reasonable Bluetooth headphone, pay no more than you would for normal headphones.
How much?
And then you'll be happy with
how much is the recommended retail price?
Like $230.
That's way too much.
Especially because like as nice as this little magnetic little fucking box that they come in,
yeah.
Boy howdy, a strong wind could take the, like they sit in your ear real well and they don't feel like they're going to fall out.
But that's what you're paying. You're paying for the the charging thing little case is a decent bit of technology.
It's very clever.
Were you like me? I was hesitant for so long to go in because I just assumed because they're Apple-made headphones, the headphones that have come with Apple products have always been so shit that I was like, who cares? Who cares about them being wireless? They sound like garbage.
Right.
But these are – like I had a go of a friend's and like these are actually good quality
the
headphones.
The sound quality is pretty good. I've got some like noise-canceling Sony ones that are better.
Yeah.
The bass is better and stuff like that. But for wireless ones and in-ear ones, also they're not the fucking squishy dumbass bullshit thing that is the modern earphone thing.
I do hate the squishy dumbass bullshit one.
It feels terrible.
Yeah.
And these feel nice in your ear. But
my ear, because you know they give you those different sized little nubs for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My ears have always been like in between two sizes. So they're either like too loose or just feel like crammed in my ear.
Mm. Yeah.
It's, look, I think this has been another successful episode of Headphone Reviews, boys.
Hey, I'm not finished.
I sync up super well to my PC, by the way. It's so easy. They're just Bluetooth headphones.
To PC?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Anything with Bluetooth, they'll go on there.
I have a Google phone and the phone's good, but it comes with, squishy in-ear earbuds that are like noise cancelling. Mm. Like I put them in and I can't hear anything else.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
It's scary as well because if you're walking down the street listening to music and a car's going honk, 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 get out of the way.
It's an advanced horn.
Then, you know, imagine dying because of headphones.
Oh, that's my dream, I have to be honest. Noise cancelling, I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
I've got my white noise, I've got my Muji white noise app going.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sort of
what is it called?
Little blindfold? Eye mask. Little eye mask with Pikachu eyes on the front of it because I'm 32.
Mm.
And I'm asleep and it's like plane's going down, it's panic. Guess what? I don't notice any of that. That's the way I want to go out.
But what if...
I think you're saying in your sleep.
Someone wakes me up, bumping me as they go to take their 15th piss of the flight. Adam.
What if there is a small chance that if you had been awake, you could have saved the plane?
Even better. Even happier. That's like I notice. I see out of the corner of my sleep mask and I just like pretend I'm asleep.
This plane's going to go down unless we have someone on board with a full knowledge of that Ren and Stimpy cunt. Does anybody know how to draw weird?
Many people would find it offensive to have their entire essence be boiled down into one sentence, but, you know, I think it's actually a compliment. You know, brevity is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Apple AirPods are all good.
Yep. I agree.
I'm going to start reviewing tech.
I'm not against that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do more of that.
Yeah, we should do more tech. We could branch out.
But surely it's something that people can't complain about.
The art form of video games so frequently betrays us on this show by not releasing any games in the medium for us to talk about.
Mm.
Well, you know, what option are we left with?
I would be interested in hearing Van Gogh, like, review Canvas and shit like that. You know what I mean? You always hear about his paintings, but I want to hear...
So you're suggesting like we should review the Zoom recorder that we're using to create our art.
Very good.
This is the canvas on which video games are drawn.
Okay.
Is technology.
Headphones.
Okay.
Yeah. Video, audio, feel.
No, we're the artists.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, guys.
Yeah.
I want to get in on this. I'm going to review my Alesis electronic drum kit.
Okay.
Really good stuff. Heaps of fun to play.
Yep.
It's got those mesh heads on it. It's like not the rubber shit, so it actually feels a bit more like a realistic drum kit.
Sure. Do they cancel the noise out somewhat as well?
What do you mean?
For like if you've got neighbors, are they noise dampening?
Well, so I play them using my noise cancelling headphones. So I have absolutely no idea what the actual physical drums sound like in a real world environment.
And okay. I would wager could not give less of a fuck.
Well, I mean, in my head, I've just recently started living on my own.
Mm.
So like
in your head.
What is the point? Yeah, in my own head.
Finally,
I'm homeless.
Get rid of the other tenants in there.
What is the point of living in an apartment by yourself?
Mm.
If you're still going to have to care about the noise complaints and general well-being of others around you, do you know what I mean?
No pants. I can answer that. It's so you don't have to wear pants.
Because you, yeah. Knox, are someone who like uses headphones when you like play games and stuff.
Yeah.
When you lived alone.
I don't own speakers right now.
That's insane.
Well, because I don't mind wearing headphones. They don't bother me in like a comfort way.
Right, right.
And the noise, the sound,
yes,
is generally better, I find, for cheaper than it is for speakers.
That's
a good,
that's very true.
That's very true.
And so, yeah, I like fucking those sound bars and shit, they look nice and they apparently do a good job, but man, you're paying.
Well, yeah.
For an equivalent set of headphones, you're paying $200 versus a $1,500 soundbar.
Oh, my soundbar, which is great. I love it.
Yeah.
Was $140.
Prove it.
It was on sale from like $200.
Right.
But it's great. Like it's 5.1. It's I really like it.
That's cool. Well, I've got nothing against them. It's just like I do get conscious of how much I can hear other people.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
if
I hear someone, because I've just moved out, I can fucking let rip on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The fucking dickhead who lived next door would always make this noise, and I'm sorry because this is gross.
Okay.
Just always hocking up fucking loogies.
If someone, there was a guy who used to live opposite me who yelled at his dog all day.
Yeah.
And I complained to him directly and to the council. And it wasn't, like he had to move out before he would stop. Like he didn't stop.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it drove me fucking insane. I had to work from home for like 4 months. And so he's doing it all day.
Is this in your current place? Because I feel like I remember you talking about this recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
So old fucking Spitaki mushrooms across the way. He also had an enormous fucking dog, a hound of the Baskerville. Motherfucker, if they were real hounds.
Yes.
and it would bark its fucking dick off all day. Because I felt sorry for the poor thing because it was in a little tiny fucking backyard and it was massive and he'd never walk it because he had spitting to do.
As a fellow big dog, I mean, I'm really relating to this. I'm on the dog side.
Nothing against the dog. A dog's going to bark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's fucking left to its own devices. But yeah, man.
God damn, I would pay any money to hear what your neighbors have said about you over the years.
Whoa. This quiet, polite guy.
He
sits there with his quite nice headphones. And I tell you what, he's a fucking delight.
You've worked out a way to have it so it's like the sound is coming through the headphones but also through the TV speaker, which is up incredibly loud. You've got these noise cancelling, you're like, God, I'm considerate. Meanwhile, the TV is just maxed out. Have I ever told this, that when my three friends used to live together, two of them got really fucked up one night and they came home at like 4 a.m. and were watching movies at what they thought was a reasonable volume, and their third housemate, our friend, the next day was like, God, it was so loud last night. You woke me up as soon as you came in. You had the TV up full volume and was trying to complain to us, like people who weren't there, was like, I mean, I turned it on this morning and the TV, the volume, was up on 90. And it's like, yeah, but there's no standardized TV volume measuring system. Like, this could be anything.
90.
That's a cat. That, like, 90's going to be high.
You've got to assume that's out of 100, right? That's the first thing you assume.
You never see TVs that are on 1,000.
You'd know. Some of them you do.
No, you do not.
I reckon, like, 30 is loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon if you're traveling over 40, you're a fuckhead.
You need a speeding ticket for that.
I'm sure there's some like fucked off brands that they sell at Dick Smith where it's like out of like 270 or something like that.
Oh, 100%.
Completely
and
odd
like,
number.
If you've got a weird sound system, sometimes they can go really high without it hitting a beat. And like sometimes.
But just him assuming that it's like there's just this universal scale of TV measurement, which there absolutely is not.
No. But 90's high.
Yeah, 90's high. I'm sorry.
In Fahrenheit, 90's pretty nice.
Maybe they were listening to it in Fahrenheit.
The oven was up so high, I could not sleep.
Like in the tech review, what else can we do? I got a washing machine in this place and it came in. It's included in the house.
Yeah, washing machine included.
A lot of the houses I went and looked at in inspections, I saw maybe half of them had included washing machines. Wow. What's going on with this weird trend?
I don't know. What kind of headphones can that bad boy wash?
I wonder if it's got Bluetooth on it. That'd be great if my washing machine had better Bluetooth connectivity than my Switch.
Yeah, I think it has Netflix as well.
Good stuff, boys.
Great stuff, you might say.
Yeah.
If you're very generous.
Yeah.
Speaking of video games and art and all that stuff like we were before, it takes artists to make them.
Yes.
And sometimes people, you know, You get that myth of the angry genius.
Sure, the misunderstood creative.
And there was an upsetting piece of news.
Yeah.
I reckon that we've heard rumblings about Quantic Dream, who made that fucking shithouse game that everyone should play but don't ever buy it, Detroit.
Yes, and Heavy Rain.
And Heavy Rain and the other one.
Yep.
Beyond Two Souls.
Yes, yeah. Sort of regarded as like... not revolutionaries, but like these, like, yeah, artists pushing, you know, the form further and experimenting,
like,
and yeah,
every
exactly.
way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
David Cage, one of those like few video game people who people kind of regard as like an auteur as well. Anyway, they Quantic Dream, I believe, just lost a lawsuit filed by its employees.
Yes.
That was about harassment in the studio, pretty much.
Yeah, apparently they, it's like this, the specifics are like hundreds of photoshopped images circulated around the company that were sexist and homophobic.
Right.
And yeah, they lost the lawsuit.
Jeez.
At the very least, that's a lot of time they've spent on photoshopping that fucking stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
insane.
Is this just like in a big email chain, but through the, or like, is this secret groups of people who other people have seen over their shoulders? Or?
I think it's that, because it's sort of like bullying and stuff, you know, clicks and just shitty culture.
Shitty culture for sure, but like, this feels like one of those stories where it's like you feel people when they read about this stuff going, and it's you know, it's in the courts now. It's this huge story about this reprehensible company where people have been found photoshopping photos, making jokes about colleagues of them. And I think that you feel about like 98% of the population hears this and goes, uh-oh. Like, this is commonplace in like nearly every workplace on the face of the earth.
Look, I've photoshopped the odd face onto like a dumb bear or something and being like, that guy likes honey. And now I photoshopped his face on a bear.
Old Honey Bear Jim over there.
Being able to make it a sexist homophobic bear.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if screenshotting someone else's dumb tweet and posting it to your friends is illegal, we're all going to jail.
Hey, throw the cuffs on. I can still clap back in cuffs. Don't worry about it.
One of me and my friend's favorite hypotheticals is like, let's say Facebook Messenger goes public and like every chat, like, on it, what do you think happens to society?
Fallout
and what
3.
What would we do? There's no other option than just like humankind-wide mass suicide. Like, that's the only option that would be left to
anyone.
Everyone
would just adjust. It'd be fine.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, know. I would assume every comedy scene would implode. Right?
Yeah, God, around the world. Stand-up comedy does not exist anymore.
Yeah.
Do you feel outlawed. Like every... I think everyone knows already who's making fun of who in every situation. Like,
I think you'd be surprised.
Maybe, yeah.
I'd be like me on the plane going down, just put my Pikachu mask on, get the white noise app pumping and just close my eyes and wait for the world to burn down around me.
Oh, if everyone's making fun of everyone, though, who cares? Like, that. If everyone comes out at the same time, it's like, okay, we all called each other idiots.
No way.
Everyone thinks they're better than everyone. The problem is when it's like a specific subsect, like that Ashley Madison thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? And like all those...
the guys cheating on their wivos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was like, well, you specific group have done this.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be fucked.
The specific group of men over 50.
Yeah.
I just think people would still find ways to make levels of it, you know, bad. It's like when someone gets shitty about like, oh, I heard you were talking shit about me behind my back. It's like, well, yeah, you do that about, everyone does that about everyone.
Yeah.
But you're still going to stand up there on your high horse and go, oh, that's inappropriate what you've done.
Yes.
I think that people would find a way to like have level. It, like, there wouldn't be a guy going like, oh yeah, I came out as having said heaps of shit, but also so did this person too, so it all comes out in the wash.
Sure, and having said that, everyone having their grievances about everybody else, especially when like you're tense about a job you want to do, that's fine and it's healthy to complain about things. If it gets to the point where people feel they need to fucking take it to court,
obviously
we're talking about a different thing.
Totally, here. For sure. So that's bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the
fact that they lost it, I mean, I don't know how the laws work in wherever they're based. I assume the US.
Are
they Canadian or the US?
I'm not sure, actually, yeah.
But, that sucks.
Yeah.
And it really makes you think like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's not worth fucking... A, it's definitely not worth putting people through that to make your fucking bullshit game
totally
about kissing robots.
Yeah. So David Cage and Guillaume de Fondemier.
Okay, it's in Canada.
Claimed, they both claimed they didn't know about this.
Right.
But they are.
Good work, boys. Deny till you die.
Yeah. It's like if you're in charge and lawsuits filed against your company for the bad culture, you're still responsible for that culture. So over 600 images of various employees that were described as sexist and homophobic.
Wow.
If it's like two people or whatever, if they say they don't know it, then it's like got to be a small number of people is their claim, right?
Right, yeah.
Doing it.
Apparently, and if you don't, some of them were openly displayed at their offices. So it's like how you can't deny
and even
that.
If they don't, if this group of people have been doing this for long enough for it to go to court, someone's come to you before it's gone to court.
Definitely,
so you did know
yes.
about it.
Since 2013 apparently. So wow. Yes, yeah, right. Absolutely, this was, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Don't let people like that work. There's two sides to this because, A, that person or people like shouldn't be in that workplace if they're fucking making it gross and you should deal with them. At the same time, companies should stand by their employees if they fuck up, but it's their employees making these claims. But there was another thing that I saw that we didn't talk about a couple weeks ago. Do you know the game Guild Wars 2?
Oh, yeah.
He directed The Shape of Water. Guild Wars 2.
Jesus Christ.
Guild Wars 2.
God, I feel like I'm in that plane.
I wish I was.
So Jessica Price is a narrative designer there, and Peter Fries was a writer. They both have been fired now.
Yeah.
Because Jessica Price on Twitter, someone tweeted... really interesting thread to read. However, allow me to disagree slightly. I don't believe the issue lies in the MMORPG genre itself, as your wording seemingly suggested. I believe the issue lies in the constraints of the Living Stories narrative design. And basically was doing all this stuff of like, I think this is how you should have done it.
Yeah.
She tweeted, today being a female game dev, allow me, a person who does not work with you, explain to you how to do your job. Over that tweet, people got furious at her and she got fired.
What?
Yeah. So she tweeted that on the 4th of July.
Oh, Independence Day.
And on the 5th of July, she lost her job. Oh. And they put out a statement saying they would have done it quicker, but they were all not at work. Like, they immediately... They didn't talk to her.
Yeah.
And so the other guy, Max... Is it Max? Peter Fries tweeted in support of her and also
you always
fired.
Order Max Fries. That's where you got
Tell you what, if you order Max Fries, though, you pay a hell of a Jessica Price for it. Anyway, a bunch of fucking people was like, how dare you talk to this person like this?
That's insane.
And it's not a very fucking harsh tweet.
It's someone defending their opinion by saying, hey, this is what I do for a living, so you know, maybe give me some credibility.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's gotten fucking heaps of this. And, you know, is maybe, and I don't know, maybe like... You can probably, I don't know what someone's responsibility is on Twitter to be really measured based on their job and how much of a public representative of their company everyone has to be. It feels like when you're fucking walking around as a school kid wearing your uniform on like an excursion and they're like, you're representing the school today.
Yeah.
And like, she's a fucking grown woman. She can talk to people
absolutely.
How she wants.
Yeah.
And also you fucking employ her. Talk to her before firing her at the behest of these people who are getting furious and saying way worse shit, by the way.
It's crazy to me that people who work for the ABC here in Australia still have to have my views are my own and do not represent my... It's like we're so deep into like the internet and Twitter now, like for you to have that spelled out to you as a disclaimer is so fucking dumb. Yeah.
Like there's politicians who have said horrible things on Twitter who have not lost their jobs. If anything, they've gained momentum in their campaigns.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's a weird, like, I don't know, the whole world with how much you're responsible for looking squeaky clean on social media and like how in jeopardy your fucking career is
based
on that is so crazy. And we haven't figured it out and won't have figured it out for years. But I think people are very twitchy about it at the moment.
Yeah.
And in the wrong ways. Like, that's fucking... I don't know, man. She did fucking nothing. And these people have clearly been fuckheads for ages and definitely would have known about that at the Quantic Dream thing.
Yeah.
So, you know...
It sucks.
Whatever.
Yeah. Like, there's a guy out there who tweeted at her, like, fuck off, cunt. But his employer isn't seeing that tweet. It's not getting brought up and he's not getting fired when he probably should be.
Yeah.
Or not.
But he
and
probably
no one should.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Or at least fucking talk to them first. If you are in there firing them because you want your company to not be hounded by fucking... Like, this is the same thing with all those Disney things where...
Well, the shitty precedent this sets where it just makes people go, hey, I wield this incredible power when I can, where I can get, you know, one person can get someone sacked from a job just because they fucking don't like something they've said. Like, there's such an established precedent of that now, and it just means that people go around acting like fucking pieces of shit. And does it stop people from making mistakes? Of course it doesn't. Mm. It doesn't. It's not helping anything. It's not making anything better. It's just creating this fucking, you know, lynch mob culture where people salivate at the idea of being able to, you know, put someone in the town square and throw tomatoes at them.
Yeah, yeah. What you've just said there is actually pretty crook, and I'm coming at you full force.
Great. I welcome it.
Because it's important to learn from each other.
Time to slide on the Pikachu mask.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. I can't see it from behind.
Oh, you can't say that.
I'll say anything.
You certainly can't Photoshop that. I just want to say don't at me and we can move on.
I don't know. Everyone just needs to fucking calm down. With
the radicalization of both ends of the political spectrum is bad for everyone.
And back in the 90s, we used to think radicalization was a good thing.
That's it.
Feel old yet?
Man.
Yeah.
Back then we had jobs.
This is what Tony Hawk looks like now. Still radical.
Cowabunga, and I don't want to assume your gender.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Oh, wait, that already fucking happened.
Fuck.
Anyway, all the best to those people who've lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And all the best to people who are maybe feeling that they're in a job where they can't feel comfortable as well.
Yeah.
I the other day, I purchased, because I'm going to Japan soon, and there's a game that is out there currently on the Nintendo Switch. Long-standing arcade rhythm game called Taiko Drum Master.
Yes. So is this Rhythm Heaven?
No.
Does it have any lineage? Because the art looks the same.
No, it's a different thing.
Or similar, at least.
It's a different thing.
Right.
It's called Taiko Drum Master.
Yeah. So it's like big Japanese drum, and it's like Guitar Hero style rhythm game where you're either hitting it in the center of the drum or on the rim, and then there's ones where you're doing rums where you're just like doing little drum rolls and stuff.
So like you can hit it in the middle, or it's more of a rim job.
Yeah. You can hit it in the middle, or you can eat its ass. Anyway,
I like the sound of this game.
We got a really great show tonight, folks. So anyway, coming out on Switch, it looks great. I was saying to myself, you know what? I'll buy it when I'm in Japan because it's also come out with a little drum peripheral.
Did you mention it's not released in the West yet?
No.
Well, I think.
Well, so it's not. Yes. So I was like, I'll buy this. While I'm in Japan, I'll get the drum as well. Mm-hmm. And then the other day, I was like, you know what? Can I really be fucked carrying a big drum around in my suitcase with me? I found a good deal on an eBay store.
Yes.
Ordered it, got it shipped over. Literally the next day, a story comes out. Oh, it's coming out in the West now. So that's good stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, brother.
That's a great timeline of events.
Thank you for buying it, though, so that it made it come out in the West for the rest of us.
Literally, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, that's what's happened.
Good Lord.
This
has got to be...
What?
This looks similar to Rhythm
Heaven. Not Rhythm
Heaven. I'm looking it up.
It's not Rhythm Heaven.
I'm getting in there.
Cool. Knock yourself out.
Yeah. Prepare to be proven wrong.
Okay. This is primary research.
Why don't you Google is a dog the exact same thing as a cat after that? See what that comes up with.
Both mammals, four legs.
Does the TV show Cat Dog count for anything?
Yeah.
Why are you on his side all of a sudden?
Because I thought of Cat Dog.
I'm excited about getting my hands on that. It's because a lot of them, the arcade ones, I don't think have ever come out here.
Right.
I think there's only one other one that's come out in the West. They announced on. Like a couple of months ago, they said, on August 9, it's going to get a patch that has English language in it.
Oh,
people
yes.
People start going, so that means it's going to come out in the West. And they're like, who's to say? I was like, I reckon I'm safe to go in on this. This makes me even more inclined to get an imported version of it.
Yeah, that's good that they're patching the Japanese one so that it's just the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Switch is completely region-free, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Had that Googling go. Rhythm Heaven.
My internet stopped working.
Oh, your internet's just stopped working.
Very convenient.
That thing that happens.
Maybe if anything, maybe it's I'll very Google
it. Do you want the Wi-Fi password so you can... I mean, I'd hate for you to not be able to get this information.
Yeah, read me out your Wi-Fi password here on the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right.
As long as you don't also read out your address, you're fine.
Hold on.
I don't know it off by heart.
Oh, well then why'd you offer?
Well, okay, I'll get it. Hang on, I'll go get it.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Ben's doing it.
Yeah, I'm on 4G.
I'm meant to be on 4G here. Tech review for this 4G in Australia.
This is good.
No good.
I've got that FTTB. This is good. It's a long password. Yes.
It doesn't matter. Then the other ones with different words.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Y.
Oh wait,
four.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if this does backfire and there's some way of like finding out my bank account information by me giving out my Wi-Fi password.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
Why?
Because
Ben, what do you think?
I'd absolutely give it out.
Okay. Which one of these are you?
Which one am I?
I'm showing him three photos of different people.
That one. Okay. Yeah, I'll just give you the card. You've spooked me now, even though you're the most irrational person I think I've ever met in my whole life.
Oh my God, it's a fucking kilometer long.
Yeah. Anyway, now I'll put my penis away. Start typing out that puzzle.
Good Lord. Yeah, I don't think it's the same.
It's not the same.
There's no evidence.
Them little drums.
There's no evidence to indicate that it's the same at all.
Okay, well, get the master researcher on the case.
Now we need a third opinion, which is still going to be overruled by the laws of democracy.
Anyway, so that's not shown up yet?
Not shown up yet. And I looked at the estimated date of arrival, and I think it's going to turn up the day that I leave. So it's just a wonderful story all around of a man going up against the system and failing miserably.
What time,
you can't fight City Hall.
What time do you leave on that day? Because you could get it and take it with you to Japan and play it.
That would be cool. I leave at 6 a.m. What I could do is change the address and try and get them to post it to the airport.
Oh, yeah, yeah, to the lounge.
Yeah. I have to stop off in Cairns, so maybe I can get them. Maybe it'll like shave a day off. It'll just be waiting in the Cairns airport for me.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
And then you can do some busking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Make a bit of money back.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this game, though. I'm excited to have this little drum peripheral. Looks cool. It's got a little, in the pictures, it shows a little kind of hollowed out bit at the bottom to put two water bottles in, which I thought was like a very funny Japanese thing of like, oh, you quench your thirst while you're playing. But it's so you can fill them with water and have it like weighted down. So it's a bit heavier. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, these guys thought of everything.
Yeah. Your apartment's going to be filled with drums.
Yeah. What's
yeah.
This like drumming
mm-hmm.
stint you're on.
Yeah.
I approve of it. I reckon the drums are cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Stint implies that that I'm just going to get bored of it within the next month.
No, I'm just saying you're going to die of a heroin overdose. Yes, like every good drummer that there's ever been.
Anyway, now that you're on the Wi-Fi network, what's you're on my Wi-Fi. What's going on there on the old Google? How's the results there?
Wait, what's he on?
He's on.
I've got a headline. I've got
my internet connection.
I've got a headline.
my internet connection that doesn't require a cable in order to be on it.
Okay. I think they are related because it says Rhythm Heaven still tops in Japan, but erotic PSP fighting is also a hit. That's a Kotaku headline from 2011. So case closed. Erotic PSP fighting. Is there any other card?
Oh, good Lord. Do you want me to talk more about No Man's Sky?
I don't know.
I'm somehow hearing the listeners yelling at us through time and space.
What about this? Did you guys see that there's a new Labo kit coming out in September?
I'm hearing those listeners yell again.
I also played half an hour of Breath of the Wild the other night.
Oh, very good.
Anyone want to hear us talk about that again?
I do want to hear about Labo and No Man's Sky,
okay.
Honestly.
Yeah. You want to go first?
No.
Okay.
But so I will anyway.
My Wi-Fi.
This is a good one, I think.
Yeah.
This is actually, against the odds, been a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when you reach, you do find something.
What? So speaking of which, does No Man's Sky team absolutely have?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen widespread positive response to this update.
People seem into it. I still haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
What am I in for?
I mean, it still has the thing of like, it's best experienced when you are willing to make your own goals. Okay. So I was talking to some of our listeners, like when I first played the game, my goal was to get the best ship I could. And so that was like the fastest, the biggest inventory, all that kind of stuff, the best looking one. And it's still sort of that philosophy applies to it. But man, if you want to play like a freelancer game where you're like doing missions for guys on space stations and getting money and hunting space pirates, like all that stuff is there now. And you can do it with like four mates in a party.
So if my goal coming into it is to go through some cool, not necessarily pre-written, but cool like narrative situations.
Yeah,
where you'd
yeah.
be like, then this happened and this happened. I'm okay to kind of invent the story a little bit.
Mm.
Am I going to be able to achieve that goal?
Absolutely, yeah. And like you can customize how your character looks now. There's a bit more to that side of it, the RPG side. And I've been playing the story again and I think the issue that some people might have with it is that, like, it is a very traditional RPG story.
Yeah.
You go in, some crazy guy is going like, man, this thing happened. You got to go over there and find out why. And then you do it. And then it's like, oh, this guy's like trapped in a cave and you got to go find the guy. And like, it's just all that
There's
stuff.
There's 10 space rats in there.
Yeah.
You kill them and bring back a space hide.
Kind of that, yes.
Right.
But the fact that it's like, and then at one point you get in a spaceship and fly to another galaxy and it's all brand new and none of the touch points that you had previously are there anymore.
Mm.
I think it makes it feel more separate and disparate and disconnected than it actually is or than any other RPG is.
Okay. I'm willing to give it another go.
I think it's got everything there that they said that it was going to have. So,
what if my goal is to be a pink circle who sucks people up and then steals their abilities? Is there anything in this for me?
I think you can do that in this game.
Cool,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
You can at least make yourself look like a pink circle. So.
And what's this fucking dumbass labo thing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, they've just announced the next kit that they put out for it is going to be... it's like the game looks like it's a vehicle based thing.
And the game is a free update to your cartridge that you already have?
No.
No, it's
a
whole
new cartridge.
It's a whole new cartridge.
Like a 70, 80 buck.
Cool. Like, okay.
Well, it's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But like, it's a whole new piece of cardboard. Like, if they were charging me.
It's a new game. It's a different game.
Yeah, but each of the games that were in that first labo are small little bastard things.
That's like saying, why isn't fucking Mario an update for Zelda? Because they come from the same company and they both use a control stick.
What's the new game?
From the looks of it, this kit is like a steering wheel, a pedal, and then it shows on the screen that you're driving around this island and then you can go underwater and there's like an addition to the steering wheel that turns it into a submarine controls.
Mm.
And then the vehicle can also take off into the air, so you have like a little like a joystick thing.
Sounds like No Man's Sky, but there's 18 trillion planets in that. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
What it looks like from the thing is the first labo was like a bunch of little, you know, specific mini things that each tied in. This looks like it's kind of you're driving around this sort of open world island thing in this vehicle that like adapts into plane or sea or land and that the stuff that you're making is just for that. Which again, keeping in mind of the target audience of Labo, it looks fucking very cool.
Sure. I'm surprised that because the first thing was two kits but the same cartridge between them.
No, it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it was.
It wasn't.
I'm pretty sure either one
Get on Google again and have another look.
All right. Rhythm Heaven.
Because like robot is different to like fucking fishing, isn't it? And piano, yeah.
Yeah.
They're different kits, but I'm pretty sure it's the same cartridge.
They're different cartridges.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Mm.
I'm absolutely positive.
What?
I hear Andrew Levins yelling out. I was going to say earlier, Levins is the classic one for me of like, hey, Ben, I think you'd love this game. And I'm like, oh, nah, I don't know.
But he just doesn't know you.
It's a 2D platformer.
Yeah, he just doesn't know you well enough to have worked out what a fucking wild card you are in terms of what you're going to like and dislike.
True. And like, he very considerately was like, oh, you like Abe's Odyssey. I reckon you'd like this game called Bomb Chicken.
Mm.
And I haven't played it yet, but I reckon I will.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
His other thing is, though, he likes nearly everything and he wants other people to...
Yeah.
And I'm similar. Wants other people to have the same enjoyment as him.
Mm.
So he will do what he can to get you...
Yeah.
To get it across the line.
Sure, yeah.
Often, I think, to his own detriment where he, like...
It sort of
like
waters down his credibility.
You're just not gonna like it, and that's fine.
Right, sure.
And now I've wasted my time on something that I think deep down you knew I would hate. So now I can never trust anything you say to me ever again.
Sure, sure. You can't change me, Levins, yeah. For the better.
Right. How are you going over there?
I think this might have been something I heard pre-release and makes sense, but I don't think it is the case, which is crazy. Like, a new update thing should be a small price DLC to me. And you can buy the big full cardboard pre-made thing if you want. But if you want to download the game cheap and cut yourself out...
That does make more sense to me. Yeah. I will agree. Yeah.
But I guess it's just a programming thing where it's like the robot, it's like a different... It's its own different game.
Yeah. Yeah,
like it's just not feasible to have it running in the same thing.
Yeah, it is. You can download shit digitally.
Well, DLC is always using... You know, pre-existing assets
right, but
that
so
are
then
in the
make
game.
The
cartridge.
Labo thing, like just a branch.
But then, sure, can you buy the Labo kits through the eShop?
You can't.
No.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. The whole thing is goofy.
I mean, yeah. It's just I've accepted now it's a kid's toy and it's not.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. True.
Yeah. It that's is, and in terms of just, yes. They're not trying to win over anyone new with this. Although I will
say, they are not.
This is the most tempted I've been by it. Like this, just is like a cool little flight sim thing where you're just like driving around a little island, going underwater.
Yeah.
Looks very in that same way of like part of what you're enjoying of No Man's Sky is just flying around.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Doing dumb shit.
Doing doughies.
Yeah, doing yeah. doughies. Space doing space doughies.
Yeah.
This is like. I'm actually going to see how this one pans out because I might go in.
Sure. I still really like the idea of making the Switch a VR headset.
Yeah.
And this feels like the left turn when they could have gone right. But I don't know. It must be making them money.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're bringing out another one. Or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything kind of is at the moment.
Making them money.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're having a good time.
They're
good
loving
for
it.
Them.
They're loving it.
Live it up while you can, Nintendo, because there'll be a Wii U again.
I was looking at sales figures. Like charts for the last like week in Japan.
Yeah.
And it had like, you know, what these games, certain games have sold overall. Splatoon has sold like 2.5 million copies.
They love Splatoon in Japan.
In Japan. It's sold more than like Mario Odyssey or Breath of the Wild.
Oh, that's insane.
It's like, I think it's like the highest selling game on the Switch.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy.
Big ass game in Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I fucking love it.
Do we want to do a quick email or two?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot I looked
and then,
up an email.
Roll out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like a couple of Autobots.
Just double check if this person... they list their name. So this is from Ross.
Hey, Ross. How's Chandler and Joey doing?
God.
Fuck.
They were.
Wow, it actually is from Ross Geller. That's incredible.
Do the voice. Read it in the voice.
Hello. Dear Adam, Tommy and Ben, I was secretly a piece of shit that whole time.
Yes. Oh, what a nice guy.
That's one of the best things about that show is that before the show has started that Ross's wife has left him for another woman. And just like the running narrative of that show being like, can you believe she's a lesbian? Mm. What a bitch.
That
How
makes,
dare she do this to our friend?
Yeah. That makes Ross a loser.
This woman figured out who she really was. What a fucking piece of shit.
Ross, it's so bad. Ross, harden up.
Drink
a cup of concrete and harden up.
Real Ross over here.
Real Ross. Real Ross hours over here. He says, Dear Filth Lords, I saw this week on Facebook that BV was going on The Witcher 3 again after struggling to get into it the first time. I've recently returned from Tuvalu.
What?
Tuvalu. It's a country. You know how you see websites that go like the Jetsons.tv?
Oh, yeah.
All of those websites are hosted in Tuvalu. It's not TV as in television, and they make a killing off of that.
Wow.
In that country.
Yeah, right.
It's going to go underwater because of global warming one day.
Unfortunate.
I know a lot about it.
And then it'll be the Jetsons.uw.
So he started playing games for the first time in 9 months. And he says, I've picked up Assassin's Creed Origins after hearing BV and BR. That's Ben Russell.
Yep.
The other B, lose their minds over it. I'm enjoying
this guy's on a tight schedule if he's got to be defaulting to Initials. Yeah.
I'm enjoying it so far. It's a great world to explore, but I've been thinking about The Witcher while playing it a fair bit.
Oh, wow.
My problem with Assassin's Creed and even other games like, say, Horizon, is that they're, again, not the full name, Horizon Zero Dawn, or HZD.
Hey, I like that he took the time to write us while he's clearly doing something else. Probably studying dinosaurs or having a pet monkey.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that their towns feel like I'm walking around in the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Like, the people in it aren't really sure what they're meant to be doing to make it feel real. The Witcher has fantastic towns with people who feel like people, with flourishes like everyone running to get out of rain, doing jobs on things that are quite specific to where they are, and others looking like they have places to be. Do you have a favourite game for the feeling in towns? Do you have a game that you love but in the towns you see behind the curtains just a little too much? Cheers, Ross.
The Witcher 3 is definitely great for that. Like, there's characters having conversations already when you walk up to them is one, like, little thing.
Yes.
Where just the volume increases and you're midway through.
Yeah,
rather than, like, the GTA 3 thing of people walking up to you and going, like, hello, here's my thing. I'm walking around like normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Discovering towns and stuff in Breath of the Wild is great, but you get there and it's like, This village, this town is made up of like four huts. There's no way this is a fully functioning economy.
Sure.
Always had that same thing with Skyrim.
I was going to say Skyrim. Yeah, you can see the people. Like, if you just don't move for a while, you see them walk their circuits, the exact same ones.
Walking up to you and like making eye contact with you, being like, here's my piece of dialogue, stranger.
Yes.
And there's like 11 houses there and they're not all tearing each other apart because they're the only people who live there and it's bizarre.
Yes.
Grand Theft Auto is a city full of people that are just walking up and down the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing nothing. And when they do try to make them interact, they walk up and they're like, hey, you been to the airport lately? Yes. Me too, bruh. Well, see you later. It's just nothing.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know, people always talk about like online dating where like you see a lot of women
on there.
You're
about to go on a tear on online dating.
big thoughts.
Big mood.
You see a lot of girls on there who'll be like, you know, try and start a conversation with something a bit more than just, hey, how you going?
Yeah.
Fellas out there, give that a crack.
Yeah.
Just ask a girl if she's been to the airport lately. You'll get a good answer.
I worry that it sounds like it's
I used to be an adventurer like you, lady.
I'm worried it sounds like it's going to be a pickup line.
Yeah. Because you're flying through my thoughts. How sexy you are.
Oh,
all right.
Hey?
Mother.
Because boy, do I have some baggage. Animal Crossing always did a fun job of that. It was obviously the whole point of it was that it was a town.
Sure.
And it only had a few people in it, but I always liked just getting little updates about what they were thinking every time you talked to each of those animals.
That was cool.
I think the Assassin's Creed call is a really good one because the level of detail that they've put into the creation of the cities physically, the architecture, it's all like spot on to paintings of, you know, Renaissance Italy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's, people walking up and down in lines saying one thing over and over again.
Dude.
And, yeah.
That's real life too. There's a guy by the name of Billiam Hicks who I would like to introduce you to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Have you seen that video of him absolutely destroying the heckler?
Oh, my God. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Flipping out unreasonably? That's comedy.
I mean, R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Hey. To a legend.
Yeah.
Really important person.
The best comedian there's ever been or ever will be.
Thanks,
you hear
man.
His stuff about advertising?
I think
he's right, man. It sucks. Advertising sucks, and he nailed it.
Yeah, dude. If anyone wants to advertise on our show, filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com. Get in touch.
Towns. Good towns.
I mean, I have to agree, having played it, The Witcher 3 is a really, really great example
of it. It's probably the best one because it you can walk into so many places as well, and they're not made for you.
Yeah.
They're made to exist there in this functioning town, and you can it feels as though the streets are curved because the horses went that way to get to the docks.
Totally.
And all that. So it really, really feels like it's a lived in place.
At that always is the biggest failing of open world stuff of like, you can do whatever you want except go into these buildings, which is maybe the biggest part of actually living and existing in the world.
I reckon most of my life is inside buildings.
Yeah. Yeah, good percentage.
That's why Breath of the Wild works so well, is because there's only six buildings in the whole, in the whole of Hyrule. So you're never coming up against like, oh, I can't get in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I something I noticed recently with The Witcher 3 is that you can walk through a town and overhear a conversation of like, oh, that's a weird thing to say. But then it comes back around to be like a side quest. It's like, oh, that thing they mentioned is like a dragon. It actually is real. It's not just background dialogue, basically. Yeah.
It does that stuff so seamlessly and without it getting in your face and going like, here's a side quest for ya.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
I seem to remember GTA 4 having better sort of general atmosphere than 5. I guess because it was smaller, but like that was the first time I remember like you brush past a bin. I know this is not dialogue, but you brush past a bin and like a banana skin falls out of the bin.
Totally. Oh, and classic. Then you slip on it and you, oh man, it's a whole thing.
It's so realistic.
You'd be driving down the road and there'd be two guys carrying a glass pane across.
Nudge a bin and a banana peel just comes flying out of it.
But yeah, totally. They focused on that stuff a lot more for 4 and pulled back on it for 5 and it's super noticeable.
Totally.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
There's not a huge number of open world games. Like all the Assassin's Creed ones, you're completely right. Like whoever's doing the building and environment design nails it. Mm. And then whoever comes along and designs the people. In the fucking first Assassin's Creed, I remember there would be one woman, or you know, archetype thing who would show up again and again, go up and go, do you have any coins? Can I have some coins? And it was so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Because it was so obvious and repeating.
Yeah. It's such a shame when it looks so real and like the hustle bustle of a city and then you hear the same 10 lines over and over and over
again. Yeah, and like, you know, old school RPGs or whatever, like, they're, you know, they're not the most realistic towns, but because they're not trying to be. It's like that's the problem we've gotten to now where it's like certain aspects of games can be so realistic and have so much design to them, but then it is still technologically very hard for these other elements to catch up and they just become so glaring because of that. Whereas if it's like, you're not walking through Super Mario 64 going, what kind of bullshit little city is this?
Sure.
What do these Goombas even do?
like you think of JRPGs and even just more traditional ones like your Knights of the Old Republic or Mass Effect or whatever. It's like, yeah, you know that character's going to say the same thing over and over, but you know that when they say something different, a quest line has progressed. You know, that is kind of the cues.
Mass Effect 1, the Citadel in that was really good.
Yeah.
I thought. Like, it was quite small and everyone was there for your pleasure, you know, to be a thing for the player to interact with pretty much.
Sure, sure.
But the way it was drawn out and the visuals of it and just some of the sound design of it and the whole kind of vibe of that game of exactly the same as Star Wars, presenting you with very little but implying this massive world,
I think,
galaxy.
Sound design's a great call because it's like there should be indistinct background noise that makes it feel like a busy city where you can't pick out, again, those same 10 lines. And games like Mass Effect, Knights of the Old Republic, BioWare seem to do it very well.
Yeah.
I like it when there's a bit of like, if you go to a character, like an NPC, and like they, you know, you talk to them and they say something, and then you say something, you go to talk to them again, and they, if they have like a couple of little, you know, variations.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not just immediately them saying the same thing verbatim.
Sure.
Like when they're a bit like, I said, is always very satisfying. Yeah, Even if they do ultimately loop back around after like 4 goes.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, well, now you're just an asshole that's trying to fuck the game over by finding the strings.
Yeah, yeah.
The for as much as I didn't really like the game, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, the whatever city it was, Prague, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was really pretty good. But I, yeah, unfortunately the game wasn't fantastic.
Yes.
But I did think the city was well made.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Well, thanks, Ross.
Yeah.
You really sparked a bit of a dialogue here.
Next week we get an email from Chandler.
A lot of the 16-bit RPGs, I'm just thinking of them now.
Mm.
There were some like 16-bit, like old Final Fantasies, Midgar and Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Same thing where you don't see much of it, but it implies really well what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to be thinking of these all night and think of ones. Oh, City 17 in Half-Life 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Again, like you just go through it like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
But it's just very well designed and that you can see what people's day-to-days would be there.
Mm. Mm.
There's going to be a fuckload that I remember in the middle of the night.
Oh, God.
Red Dead Redemption.
Wake up in a cold sweat.
That one from Dark Souls. What is that one called? Fucking
Dark Souls Town.
Yeah.
That'll have to do.
Yeah.
Well, boys, I think we better wrap this one up.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I say thanks for listening.
I say I agree with Ben. Thanks for listening. Adam, hey, what do you got?
I'm a big fan of people listening.
Guys, filthycasuals.com.au for links to our Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, we really appreciate everyone who kicks in.
Some funny episodes coming up for the bonus Patreon style.
We just uploaded a new premium episode to Bandcamp a couple days ago. That's already selling really well. Thanks to everyone who's checked that out.
Yes, Sonic the Hedgehog, the history of.
Bumper episode, very funny, lots of tangents, lots of interesting stuff in there about Sonic.
Yeah.
A very good time, I reckon, so check that out.
The next few weeks as well, we're all in completely different parts of the world. And what we've done is we've recorded a few special little episodes.
In a way, they're like teasers for the Bandcamp ones because they're a little shorter, but they're similarly thematic.
Yep. And we've recorded them in a smaller time frame, which has made them not as well researched. But I reckon they're all good.
We've recorded many of them, you know, multiple ones in one night, which has made them not as much fun to record as the Bandcamp ones. So they're a little bit worse in every way. But if there's even a slight spark of enjoyment that you get from one of them, then it's definitely worth investing the money in the Bandcamp episode.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. And hey, for these ones, they're free. So shut up.
So shut the fuck up.
And
you
reckon
shut up.
For these ones as well. It's
also
like,
thanks for listening.
It's a fun little break to have like a few weeks of interesting things.
Yeah, not just news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially when the fuck all is happening until Spider-Man is out, which is when we'll resume.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the tech review segment was well received in this episode because now there's, you know, 8 weeks where we are incapable of following up on that
it's
buzz.
It's fewer than that. But yeah.
Seven. I believe it's seven.
I think it's five. Don't worry. There'll be new iPads out, I reckon.
Oh, that's a good thing. We'll have a lot of tech news to catch up on.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Blight Town! Now I've got to go back to sleep.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.